The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Hey, good morning and welcome to another edition of GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. We'll be with you every Sunday morning throughout the crisis. Today's topic, coronavirus crisis and the markets. We're going to try and dig in and try to figure out all what's going on. So many news items, so many things breaking all at the same time. Crazy, crazy, crazy world. Again, like I said, we'll be with you here every Sunday morning, helping you try to figure out how to navigate the markets, how to, you know, think about wealth. And of course, number one priority is taking care of your health. Stay home, stay put. Don't put yourself out there. Let's hopefully we flatten the curve and get all of this together. So this morning, I want to start off by looking at last week and what the markets did. And kind of interesting, we started off pretty strong during the week, got near 25,000 on the Dow. And, you know, depends on how you look at it. The high was 29,300 back in January. The low was 18,200, you know, the end of March when this started steamrolling across our country, across the world, paralyzing the economy. And, of course, I'm talking about the coronavirus. But, you know, then we got a nice snapback in the month of April. April was up about 12%. It's best month since 1987. So a lot of people, though, are calling this a snapback rally or dead cat bounce, calling it everything other than a bull market because of all the fundamentals that we see in our economy or lack of fundamentals in our economy. But it was encouraging anyway for investors to see the market was somewhat resilient in the month of April and seeing this snapback quite a bit. Now, again, for early April, we started off, again, like March. As the month grew, we saw some pretty strong buying. In fact, towards the end of April, 7 of the last 9 trading days, the markets were higher. And some of that is optimism that we're flattening the curve. Some parts of our country are reopening in small stages, and the market is always looking down the road. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen next. We don't try to make predictions here on your GPS for your finances, but just kind of lay out kind of what the fundamentals are, what's happening in the markets, and try to give you some insights. So for the month of April, as I mentioned, was up about 12%. Year to date, though, we're still down. The Dow Jones is still down about 15%. However, that's a lot better than being down 35%. At its worst level when the Dow was down to 18,200. And by the way, if you think that was quick, it was quick. That's the quickest it's ever happened. You go from a bull market to a bear market or a bull market or setting records to a bear market. Typically, if you look through history, on average, takes about 230 trading days. Think about that. 230 trading days it usually takes to setting records to a bear market. We did it in the month of March in about 17 trading days. Think about that, 17 trading days. I mean, it just came on so severe, so fast. Remember those days down 2,000, down 1,000? One thing that was different from April to March, even on down days, you know, we're down 400, 500, 600. Month of March, you know, we had days up 1,500 points, up 1,200 points, down 1,500 points, down 2,000 points. You know, the swings were just so violent, scared everybody away, of course, in the month of March. And April, while, again, was volatile, but instead of being measured in 1,000 points per day, it was more like hundreds of points per day, and that was a little bit less volatility. I mean, if you're just tuning in and listening to GPS for Your Finances, I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. The coronavirus crisis and the markets. Of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning right through the crisis and kind of recapping the month, recapping the week, recapping the year. And, of course, we're going to try to talk about where we go from here. So the earnings came out last week, too. And at the end of the day, a lot has to do with the market when it comes to interest rates and earnings. You know, if you have low interest rates like we have now, the Fed fund rates zero, you get pretty much zero in your money markets. You know, the attempt is to try to get you to put money into other investments like things like stocks that pay dividends and so forth. So we've seen a kind of a balance where if the market thinks the rates are going to start going higher, again, other times in history, the market gets spooked out. You know, the market really could get really spooked out and seeing higher rates. And when rates get really low like this, over time, it's usually a good time for investors to try to look at other investments. So We had earnings. Again, I think about the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. They are our leaders. Technology's been our leaders. We looked at NASDAQ year-to-date, doing a lot better than that at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, the reason why is we kind of have this stay-at-home economy now where these technology companies are benefiting. You think about companies like Netflix, 16 million new subscribers in the first quarter of 2020, which is pretty crazy, 16 million new customers in 3 months. And by the way, when I mention different companies, please, again, I'm not making a recommendation. We're just giving examples of what has changed. And what has changed is we are now in a stay-at-home economy for most of us. The other essential workers that are out there, we thank them. They're doing their part in more ways than we can even imagine, more ways we could even thank them. And we do our part by staying home. But by doing so, you think about it, even people trying to get cameras to do their Zooming or Skyping and those type of things, it's hard to even get a camera for your computer these days. So it shows there is still a lot of demand for technology, a lot of money in technology. And we thought that, you know, technology, we're up to our eyeballs in it before the coronavirus. Can imagine now a company spending crazy amounts of money to keep people at home, keep people safe, setting up remote offices all at the same time. So think about the FANG stocks. Facebook, they posted earnings. Looks like people liked them, or investors liked, that will play on like, Facebook. Better than expected numbers. Stock was up higher during the week. Apple, you know, Apple actually had a very strong run, and then their earnings came out. Of course, iPhone sales are down from expectations based on everything that happened in the first quarter. Though the service group of Apple did pretty well, though the stock was called down after their earnings. Amazon was on a tear. I mean, talk about the perfect stay-home economy stock. I mean, you're tripping over brown boxes. Even people who never used Amazon are using Amazon for the first time. Now, for the month of April, I think Amazon was up 500, 600 points. And of course, the earnings came out. There's some profit taken there, down 100 some points. But Amazon seems like one of the best kind of at-home companies at the moment. You know, not recommending that you buy those. Just trying to go through that. Netflix, part of the FANG, F-A-N-G, the acronym. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. Netflix had a really big quarter. Again, we mentioned 16 million new customers. And Google did very well also. While there's been a lot more searches, as you can imagine, people looking at symptoms, treatments, all these different stories popping up. The eyeball, so to speak, eyes watching, you know, different stories is probably an all-time high for Google. Yet their ad sales were down a bit because, of course, there's some businesses that are out of business and wouldn't need those ads on Google. So that was kind of a mixed bucket. But actually for investors, they looked at the glass half full for Google because Google lifted about 100-some points the day after earnings. So those are your FANG stocks. Those are your leading stocks, not mentioning they should be buying those stocks or any of those stocks in the FANG stocks, but just kind of pointing out these are leaders, what they did with their earnings. And we'll be right back after this message, and we'll continue to cover the coronavirus crisis and the markets.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us here this Sunday morning. Nice sunny day. Thank you, Mother Nature, for that. We could use some sun in our life for the craziness that's going on. Today's topic, the coronavirus crisis and the markets. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday throughout the crisis. Mike Bennett just offered my book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire, 10 Easy Chapters. You can get that book now, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Obviously, we've been covering the crisis lately, but we also cover retirement planning, insurance, estate planning. All those things are in that book for free. Also, when you call in for the book, ask for the newsletter that comes out every Tuesday. We try to keep you informed what's happening in the markets, what's happening in the economy. So many moving pieces all at the same time. So it's 845-371-0101. The early bird gets the worm. The first 20 callers, I know you can do it. 845-371-0101. It sells on Amazon for $17.99, but you can get that book for free. One last time. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. Great, great stuff. And so from 6 to 7 a.m. every Sunday, we're going to try to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise hour. I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday through Friday, around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And on the way back, 5:15, Andy Bale show. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Manager. He'll give you national business news, the indexes, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, local business news, Hudson Valley business news. Lots happening, unfortunately, a lot of layoffs and so forth. Try and get that for you, those stories as well. And the Hudson Valley Index. So Monday through Friday, got you covered. Saturday, we take a break, and we're with you every Sunday morning. For more information about Mahoney Asset Management, go to MahoneyGPS.com. A lot of resources right there. So again, like I said, we'll be with you every Sunday morning. Right before the break, we're talking about those FANG stocks, F-A-A-N-G. Not for you to buy them, but just as an example, these have been the market leaders and how they did during earnings. You know, it's kind of funny. I think sometimes we overcomplicate things. Again, I'm not recommending that you buy this. But you think about where we are in the coronavirus and wiping things down, come back from the grocery store and getting out those Clorox wipes and wiping things and wiping down doorknobs and wiping. You know, that's what I've been doing, wiping and washing my hands, wiping. And guess what? Clorox had a very strong quarter. So it's, again, I'm not saying to go about buy Clorox, but just as an example, sometimes you make it overcomplicated. Think of the things that you're using and that your friends and family members are using more of during this crisis, and you can imagine what their earnings are. So don't complicate things. Kind of made it kind of interesting. Now, I was on Fox Business this past week, both Monday and Wednesday. Had a lot to talk about with the markets. And on Wednesday, we spoke about the Fed and their announcement, which is to keep rates at zero. Fed Chair Powell trying to navigate and try to stay in front of this economic collapse that we had. And basically, he said he'll do everything he can. And my comment was, you know, I feel like this is going to be more of a – it's going to be a lot more fits and starts. While the stock market has done a V-shaped recovery, think about the capital letter V, down and up, straight down, straight up. The economy, unfortunately, is not going to do that. It's going to take some time. Some things are going to work. Some things are not going to work. Some things are never going to work again, unfortunately. And things are going to be really, really different. So I don't see a V-shaped recovery. I was on Fox Business mentioning on a national audience that I think it's going to be more of a capital W, you know, for win, by the way, not M for Mahoney upside down. But W, you know, go down, bounce, bounce, bounce around, bounce around, bounce around. And then sometime on the other side of it, complete the letter W. Coming out of it. I don't know when, maybe late this year, early next year. Hard to say. We're all watching this very closely. We also want to make sure that we slowly open up the economy. If you open up too fast, the infection rate could spike, and that would be really bad, bad, bad for everything and everyone. So, again, we're watching that very closely, what I believe will be a W recovery. And there'll be some opportunities for investors. We're going to talk about that towards the end of this program, of how you can take advantage of some of this volatility that we're seeing. So, again, the Fed is doing all they can. And by the way, the Fed is not trying to make the stock market go higher. I'll say that again. Most people think that the Fed trying to make the stock market go out. Again, by putting rates to zero, flushes money out of money markets in general. Not again, where our savings rate right now in this country is spiking. Everybody's holding onto their dollars. Consumer spending is down to next to nothing practically because we're very concerned by everything we're seeing and hearing. Some of us have been laid off. Some of us have been furloughed. Some family friends have been furloughed and so forth. And we're watching all this. We're holding on tight to our dollars. But historically, when the Fed keeps rates very low, it flushes money out of the money markets into higher risk assets like stocks. But the Fed is not trying to help out the stock market. They're actually trying to help out the bond market in a weird way. A lot of companies need to raise capital. 2008, 2009 financial collapse, whatever you want to call it, the Great Recession, you know, all these different names we call that period of time. companies had difficulty going to market, raising funds, you know, to keep operations going. Here are the facilities that the Fed Reserve has set up, different facilities that these companies, like for instance, Delta mentioned about a week or two ago, that they're burning through $100 million a day. I mean, can you imagine that? And they're trying to get it down to $50 million a day is their goal. Again, they're not talking about making money. They're talking about burn rate. This is where we are in our economy right now. Now, 2008-2009 crisis, I'm not sure how successful Delta or any airlines would have been. Again, I'm not recommending you buy Delta. Example, how Delta would actually fared in 2008-2009. But they're able to draw, they're able to go to the bond market because the Federal Reserve is backstopping some of these bonds and making for almost a normal, again, there's nothing normal about it, operation. Boeing this past week, not recommending Boeing, guys, again, sorry about those disclaimers, but Boeing raised $25 billion in the private market through bond purchases. And again, that's because of the backstop of the Federal Reserve. So think about the Federal Reserve and Powell and everything. It's not about that. It's really more about how to make this economy as operational as possible, that companies, when they need money, can go to the debt markets, raise money to keep their operations going. That's what they're doing, and so far pretty successful with that. And again, we've been talking about the Federal Reserve doing things, and it's like they have a bazooka or a cannon, and they're just, gosh, I think they're about $6 trillion of the balance sheet now, up about 50% from where it was the start of the year. So they're doing everything they can. Of course, there's a moral hazard to that, and of course, they're going to have to pay the piper down the road for that. But again, a lot of these companies and industries, it wasn't their fault that pandemic started and whipped around the world, and now they're not operational. So it's not necessarily their fault either. So we'll come back after the break. We're going to talk more about what you can do as an investor in today's topic, the coronavirus crisis in the markets. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning as we look at the coronavirus crisis and its impact on the markets and the economy. We try to dissect it all to try to make it easier for you to understand, for you to take action and kind of weather the storm. And we say weather the storm, obviously that's a great understatement. We just heard from my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. All new for 2020. I call it the best of 10 chapters, 10 specific chapters. And at the end of each chapter, we give you like a little action checklist to make sure you completed that chapter. Okay. It's like a little school here. Okay. Raise your hand, put a little sticker at the end of it. So to get that book for free, call 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101 for the first 20 calls. And also ask about our newsletter that we put out every Tuesday evening about the markets, about the economy, anything, any resources about the coronavirus crisis to help small businesses, everything we can do, any TV segments I had that week, radio, anything. It's all right there in the newsletter. So when you call for your book, ask for the newsletter as well. 845-371-0101. And I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. 845-371-0101. 0101. Stay tuned right after this program for the Casey Show's Health and Happiness. I think we need that a lot. I'll be staying tuned, of course. That'll come from 6 to 7. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to try to make a healthy, wealthy, and wise hour, we'll call it. And I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning right here on WHUD at 8:25 a.m. right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And around 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Manager, gets it covered there too. He'll talk about the national business news, the index, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the local Hudson Valley business news. A lot of news happening lately here in the Hudson Valley. Not always good news, unfortunately, with what's happening. And also the Hudson Valley Index and how it compares to national average. So we got you covered here pretty good. For more information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, check out MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we were talking about all the different things that are happening with the markets. And look, second quarter, no doubt, the quarter that we're in right now is going to be hideous. I mean, the GDP will probably at least 20% contraction. We saw the first quarter of 2020 minus 4.8%, and that was only the last 2 weeks of March when the shutdown started. So you can imagine a full 3 months of where we are right now. The unemployment rate, God knows where that's going to go. We're up to about 30 million Americans have filed, about 3.8 million last week, the week before that, 6 million. It's crazy. We never had anything like this in the history of our economy. And then again, we never had anything much like this 100 years ago, I guess, some type of pandemic. But this is where we are right now. The market, though, does look ahead. Look, no doubt, it's very incongruent. I get this question all the time. How is it the market is up as it was in April? By the way, it's still down for the year. But how's the market up 5 of the last 7 days or 3 of the last 4 days? Or, you know, the market some days are really pesky, up 500, 600, 700 points. And the backdrop of this awful economic news. Look, I guess the first answer is really the market kind of looks ahead, you know, and there's always the incongruency. There's times when the economy's doing very, very well and the market's not doing well. So remember those days too. But the market kind of looks ahead and it's thinking, and maybe right, maybe wrong, that the back half of this year, maybe September, October, or you know, maybe later in the year, maybe early 2021, that the economy will turn around and turn around as a V-shaped recovery very quickly. And so that's why we have a disconnect, because the economy right now is still the worst numbers we've seen in quite some time, whether it's unemployment, whether it's GDP, any measure we look at, consumer consumption, anything, any number that comes out is hideous, is the best way of saying it. And some days the market goes higher and everybody scratches their head. Remember, the Federal Reserve has done a lot to facilitate, to try to hold everything on pause. Treasury Secretary, Congress, throwing trillions of dollars at the economy. So you have this kind of liquidity all over the place trying to help out the markets and the economy as we get through this. And the market's hoping that the back half of this year things would get better. So that's my best answer as why there's so much incongruency. Now, what can you do as an investor? If you're still employed, hopefully you are, in the 401k, 403bs, continue to make those contributions. Now, dollar cost averaging, you hear that over and over again. Back in 2008, 2009, we look back and say, wow, if you continue to dollar cost average during that time, you got really lower prices. By the way, March 2009, the Dow Jones was at 6,700. And here we are, 24,000 and change after a crisis already. We don't know where it's going to go exactly, but continue that. Here's a little twist on it, though. That's for your future allocations. Anytime money comes in, you have your allocations already set up. Look at your current allocations, though. Make sure you're not 100% in stocks. I don't know your situation, but I always want to make sure that you have some flexibility, that if we get another whoosh down, which is quite possible, you know, who knows? I mean, there's so many dislocations. This is so unbalanced. We've never done this before. There's no playbook. We're not going to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We're going to go A, then G, then B. Who the hell knows, right? So you want to make sure you're not 100% in stocks in your 401ks and 403bs. So if, again, I don't know what the number is, 10% in cash, 20%, 30%, whatever your risk tolerance is. But if you do have a whoosh down, then you have the flexibility of buying back some stock funds that you've had at lower prices. But to keep everything in stocks, this is an important recommendation or suggestion. To have everything in stocks gives you no flexibility when you have a whoosh down. Now, conversely, you shouldn't have 100% in money markets either, scared out by the markets. Again, I don't know what the right mix is for you. I don't know your situation, but it's really important that I kept on telling you throughout the show. We talk about what you should do. Continue to do your dollar cost averaging. Don't change that. But your current allocations, make sure you're not overexposed to stocks, because you don't have the flexibility. So play defense to be able to play better offense down the road. Well, God, time goes by so fast. Again, I hope you have a healthy week. Please, you know, follow all the guidance. Let's stay safe. Let's get through this together. I'll be with you every Sunday morning during this crisis. And until next week, I hope you have a happy and a healthy one. Take care.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.